welcome back to What Can I Do With Me, Allianne. Today, I made a bracelet. Today, I'm going to show you how to make a type of rubber band bracelet, as well as I'm going to show you how to make a mini stress ball, or if you want, a smoke bomb. Some people in my family really like that. And finally, I will be telling you how to make your family feel special with tips or something to do on their birthdays, because two people in my family had their birthdays in August, and it's the 1st of September. I do a episode every month, so I just like to set that note. And a challenge I'm going to give you. I have a pretty good challenge for you. Now, first, it's going to be a little bit shorter than usual. It may be because I actually have a lot of work to do. It's a little bit tiring, but okay. First, we're going to be learning about how to make those rubber band bracelets. Now, you may have to go to a store or something and find kits. There are kits, like rubber band bracelet kits, but since I was like 7 or less, I've been using my fingers. Kits are a little bit more efficient, if you know what I mean by like, efficiency on fingers and stuff, because your fingers can hurt a tiny bit. You need to be careful that your bracelet isn't hurting you at any point in the process. If you don't really like using your fingers, you can get a kit or a certain part of the kit. If your bracelet's tight when being made, it's okay. As long as when you're putting it on, it doesn't leave marks on your hand and it doesn't hurt your hand. Place a rubber band and stretch it to touch one of your fingers. And then stretch it and flip the band upside down. Meaning, like, you have two on both pointer fingers, I think. Flip it to one, and then turn over your pointer finger so it's pointing down and one's pointing up. That will make it an X. But put it both on your middle finger and your pointer finger. I'm sorry, I'm really tired today. Then put it on the other finger. Now place another band above it by moving the first rubber band down both of your fingers. Place the other band on without flipping it over, without making an X with it. So just put it over. And then you have the second band, so call it number two. Number one's the first one you put on, number two's the second one. Now pull a line from the first band and place it onto your thumb. So on the first band, if you know how to do this, you pull the first band up and take it over off the first finger and let go. And then on the other side of the first band. So, sorry, I'm really confusing today if I am. You can always go check out a few videos on YouTube if I'm not helping. I'm just giving you some ideas to something to do. Now, you have it on both fingers. You can hook it across. You know how we have your first band and your second. Now, number one, it's going to be on both fingers. So grab one finger of number one. Let's start with the right side. Grab the right side of number one, flip it over, and then let go. Don't bring it over to the left side. Just let go in the middle of both fingers. Then do that with the left side, and it should make like a little U shape or like a cup something. And now grab one rubber band, one part of that first rubber band, and put it on your thumb. What that would be doing was that would be making the beginning of your rubber band bracelet. And now you've got the base of what you're going to be doing next. Because next you're going to be adding another band on top of your second band, which you're going to call that band number three. So band number one's on your thumb and connected to band number two. And the band number three is above band number two on your finger. What you're going to do is you're going to pull from under. Wait, now the second band is very important, just to make sure you know. If the second band breaks or slips, the whole bracelet can fall apart. So, your bracelets will look like a Y when it's stretched to your thumb. Now do this repeatedly. Place a band on top of the second band, flip the second band onto the third one. Like I said before, where you pull it the right side up, let go, pull the left side up, let go, right in the middle of both fingers. And the tension on your thumb, because you should keep your thumb pulling and making a Y very weird shaped. The tension on your thumb when you do that with the second band should go down a little bit. Repeating that, your bracelet's going to grow. And then there are multiple clips and things at the store you can get to hook onto both to seal or end the bracelet, but also both sides of it, which is going to be the last two bands. Well, the last one band. So if your arm size is like 15 rubber bands, then on the 15th rubber band, you're going to tie a knot to the first rubber band. So number 15, number one, tie a knot, and then you got your bracelet. And that's your bracelet. At the end, you need to use a C clip or an S clip. There's special clips used for rubber band bracelets. Put the bands off both your fingers and hook it onto your clip. Or you can just tie the two ends together, whatever works. And that's how you make your rubber band bracelet. Sorry, it's really confusing. There are a few videos on YouTube. You can go check them out, search for rubber band bracelets. And you'll be able to make your own. If this was a little bit confusing, because we don't exactly have pictures on podcasts. Now, if you did not know, and now we're going to be making mini squishies. Be careful about these. They can pop very easily if you squeeze too hard. Like, just like balloons will pop very easily if you squeeze too hard. Now, this you're going to need balloons and flour. Two items, ingredients. Two items. Now, first, you're going to put your item. Don't even question that. Okay, you have your balloon, and then you need a bottle and a, what is it called? I really just forgot the name of it. It's the thing that you just poured into and it... I'm sorry. I'm Ellie-Ann, so I be me. I'll think of it in a second. So, I had a discussion with my family members and it's called a funnel. Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself. But, I would like to say... So you put the funnel. Funnel has to be the size of the bottle or smaller than the bottle. But the outside of it has to be bigger than the bottle. Just the part that goes in. Now you put the funnel on the bottle and you pour the flour into the bottle. Depending on the size of the bottle, if the bottle is like a water bottle, a small water bottle about 16 milliliters, then you'd be filling like 8 milliliters full of flour. That's for like a big one. The amount of flour, take away like 2-3 ounces, that's going to be the size of your squishy ball. Or your stress ball squishy. I like it. Call it squishies. Now, once you've got the right amount of flour, blow up a balloon. You might want your balloon to be a balloon that can go very big and is not that easy to break. Because once, if the flour's in the balloon and it pops, smoke bomb. Or might as well just be a big mess because my family members popped one because they were playing around with it too much and that was a mess to clean up. Now, once you've blown up the balloon, make sure the air stays in it as you put it over the bottle. The bottle has to be airtight, because if the air goes out of the balloon, then the flour won't be able to get into the balloon. Basically, get all the flour in that bottle into the balloon. Make sure there's minimum air in that balloon. Minimum air. Once you have the minimum air in that balloon, tie the top, and you've got a squishy. First time I told, I think it was my mom about this, she was really concerned that I had put something else in the squishy instead of just flour. Because she didn't believe it made a squishy. But it does. I have a blue one right here. It's really, really nice and squishy. Now, just for extra safety, if you want to make an extra cover, this is a bonus, you can get a balloon. And balloons normally have a weird curled top on them. Cut the curled top off. Not a lot of it, just like a few centimeters away from the curl top. And then push the squishy that you made into that balloon. And then you have a double seal, which make it less squishy, but harder to pop and explode, making it a little bit better. There you go. That is your of the squishy. Okay, I may seem a little bit more energetic today, I know. I don't know really why, but I think I feel a little bit more energetic now. And yeah, my mind's just jotting everywhere today, because I had a very tiring day where I am. So, finally, I'll be telling you how to make your family feel special. If they feel like there's not that much fun life, they just get stuck around in their houses or something. I have a few tips to make your family feel special, and tips for something you can do with them on their birthdays. I made squishy with my family for their birthday, for one of my family members' birthday, and that was pretty fun for us. We went on a trip somewhere within our state, of course. We went to like a countryside where they could relax, and that was pretty fun for them. And I have a challenge that I'll be giving you in a little bit. So, a few tips to make your family feel special. A few tips is if you get mad at them, to show them that you still love them later, if it's like their birthday, to give them a little bit of appreciation by like making them something nice that they like, or buying them something that you can buy for them. I have a brother who's really, really young, about like 14. And he really liked it. When he was trying to buy a gaming computer, he owes my mom like $200 in debt. He was buying a gaming computer, and he needed taxes and all this other money. And so my mom chipped in for his birthday and gave him quite a bit of money to keep in his account. And so now he owes her money, but at least he gets his gaming computer's being shipped here. May come in quite a bit, but it's being shipped here. I think that's very special, showing that you care to help them, as well as like buying them a little, if you have like very young children or friends, buying them just like a stuffed animal or something. Because I have a whole stuffed animal collection for my daughter. My daughter has a whole stuffed animal collection. And that's just amazing. And now, I'm going to give you your tip when it comes to, what do you think? When it's their birthday. When it's their birthday, you gotta show them a lot of love. They're stuck in their house, not much they can do. Probably like, give them a few balloons. Throw a party. You can make an ice cream cake. My mom made 2 ice cream cakes for my family's birthdays, because they were 2 last month, like I said before. She made 2 beautiful ice cream cakes, and she made cupcakes, and our place state doesn't have that much of a problem, so we had 1 friend over to celebrate the birthday with. It was a really nice time. That's something you should do. And I have a challenge. Try and do one of these things. Make a stress ball. Do the rubber bands. And then try it with like a family member or friend. And then tell me how it goes. Send it to my voicemail thing. I think it's voicemail, or like send a mail thing from Anchor. I'm using Anchor. If you're not, there's a lot of other ways, but that's just the way I'm using, and you should probably use it too. It's really nice. Ooh, you should make your own podcast. Now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, like I told you before, I have a lot of energy today. But you can do one of those things. Send me something fun you did. And if you have anything you think I should tell to everyone else, or something you want to hear on this podcast, you can just send it to me in my voicemail thing. Thank you. Sorry for all the energy I'm having. If you have any cool tips or tricks that you'd like to share, please send me a voice message. I'd love to hear them.